You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Abdul Karim Musa, and I'm also known by Musa, and I'm the board member of the African Diaspora Association of Maritimes, ADAM. I am from Sudan, and I have been here in Canada about 12 years. I have been in the working in the different African communities for quite a long time, and I was in the also previous chair of Sudanese and Sub-Sudanese Association of the Maritimes since 2009 until last year. For ADAM, also I have been member for just regular member since 2012. I have been following closely and helping out in the volunteer with whatever needed. So the last election we had, and the people want me to be part of the board member so I can help the community more, because we realize that the community needs a lot of help, and just being outside and just watching from the angles is not enough to make change for the community. So I decided to be the part of the board members. Canada means it's everything. I came here as a refugee, and my wife and I, we came here and we're blessed with 4 children here. My wife and I, we both went to school here. We started from scratch and when we're up to the college. And we both send the professional workers right now. She working as the health staff. I work and I'm an engineer, but yes, I work for ICE and for immigration. Almost everything we have, we got here in Canada. So Canada means a lot. And that's one of the reasons why we so happy to celebrate in the Canada Day. And as you have seen yesterday, is the event was, and as we call it, African Canadian and the Independent Day. So we say, we just given that name, but it was unofficial, but it's a kind of nice way to put it in, African-Canadian Day. So it was very nice, and people coming from all different communities from 54 countries, The Canadians, they had a good time enjoying food, dancing, music, drum, all there. So that was great, and we did that. This first time, but we love to do this anyway, every year, at least twice per year. That's one of the main goal for the new board members. We dedicate to work extra work and make sure that our community is present and well known to all the people that we around with, either inside in within our province or in the maritime or in Canada. We are here. We exist, not a small number, but the largest number possible. And we have people, professional for all different angles, we have them. And we want people to see us. And that's one of the role that ADAM is taking it. And we're starting and we'll make sure that we are out and the community is out there and people know us as we African diaspora, and in the community we are here and with a good number. And we are contributing very highly for these countries, economic and everything else. I love all different kind of food. As in the Sudanese guy, and in Sudan, I came from the western region. Sudan was the largest country in Africa before division, and it still is the third largest country. And we have more than 100 plus different tribes with different cultures. And we have 520 different languages. And we have foods, and all these are different as much as the languages. In Darfur region, we eat Asida. We love something called Asida, which is similar to what you guys call, in West, you guys call fufu. And in other side, you guys call ugali. So these are different names in different regions in Africa. So in Sudan, we call it Asida. I love that one. And also, I love all the different type of foods, such as injera and all that stuff. And it's healthy and good food. So we love to spread this culture also here. Locally, we want the people from different group and communities also to know our culture, our food, tradition, and all that stuff here as well. In my free time, which is hardly having free time. I love soccer, and I used to be a soccer player way back when I was in the school, and I was good at it. So In some point, I stopped playing, but I still love to watch when I get the time and spend time and then watching soccer and play with my kids a little bit. I have four children. So I'm a family guy and at the same time also busy and working multiple jobs. And I love to engage with the communities. I'm engaged with all these and the different communities. And almost every time I'm volunteering doing something for certain communities. So quite busy guy. But this is the stuff I love to do, helping people to make sure that people get the information they need. And also, one of the part of the job that I do, I help a lot of people with different applications to bring their relatives or for sponsorship or what, all kind of. So busy, quite busy. I'm a designer as well. I do designs and the clothes and the all different type of clothes and the male, female, children, you name it. I do design and that's also something I love to do it in my free time, something for fun. I do design that and my colleague from named Toria from Ghana and she realized that I do some stuff that she enjoyed doing it as well. So she encouraging me to be part of the design, her designing and the class, and I agreed to do that, and I did some work and for her. So that's the kind of stuff. I don't do a lot of work now because I'm very busy, but in my personal time, I sometimes spend doing some kind of designing or tailoring for my friends and family and stuff like that. But I don't do it a lot like I used to be. But that's where I started involving fashion show. This is Adam, and it's mean African Diaspora Association of Scotia, or Maritime, sorry. That means it's in the whole African people from 454 and different countries, plus Caribbeans and African Nova Scotians, and this is their house. For those, some of them, they don't know, even like yesterday, we were wearing all that Sunday Adam t-shirt, and people were wondering, what is Adam stand for? So we just want them to know that this is the African Diaspora Association Maritime, and that means this is the umbrella for all Africans and diaspora people here in this province and this main region. We are located here in 3200 Kempt Road in Halifax. Feel free to come and visit anytime. And if you have anything, any concern you want to address and you need help with, come and find us here as well. We are happy to help people they need help, as the brothers and sisters, and they make sure that everybody gets and is a big part of it.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.